The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
If you're building, or buying, or selling a home, the Real Estate Crew's got news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
With attorney Rick Carter.
Real Estate House Party.
Paralegal Kathy Holsthausen.
Real Estate House Party. Come in, have fun.
And comedian Tony V. Now, here's real estate attorney Rick Carter.
Welcome.
Good.
Joining us.
Nice of you to make it today.
thanks for stopping in, girl.
Oh, I got two of you over here now.
I love it.
Ah, I knew this was going to be trouble.
I'm going to need some help today.
Yeah, didn't even get the intro.
I didn't get it in.
I was blurting it out.
I blurted it out. Kim jumped right in there.
Wow. I think I remember our last podcast.
And it was the same way then. Yeah, I'm not sure why we invited either one of you back.
Girl power.
Me and Tony would be fine. Girl power,
I know.
Girl power. No, she doesn't need girl power. You have a lot of guys working at your office, right?
Zero guys working at my office.
No, we're girl power.
I'm kidding. I know exactly. Yeah. We've always talked about
it. You don't have guys working at your office either, because girls...
I know. I admit it.
When
we had lunch the other day, I admitted it. You guys got your acts together.
We do.
You guys can work left side of the brain and right side of the brain. We're much more limited. Tony, what do you think?
I'm just like a stack of meat. That's all.
Meat soup.
And if I do anything right, it's a bonus.
It's just a mistake. The law of averages. You're going to get something right on occasion.
You know, it's that. You know, that stop clock being right twice a day.
Yeah.
You know. Sure.
A stacked meat. Huh?
That's all I am.
A stack of meat.
That's all I am.
Or a sack of meat. Or whatever you want to call it.
All right.
That's all.
Whatever it is, it sounds like a stack of not much.
It's not. Just
but guess what? He's a lot.
He just got a big award.
I know. That's what I mean. He is hot stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to tell us what Tony got?
I don't know the exact
man of the year.
So it's obviously very important.
No, because he gets so many awards that this is a big one.
It's even worse than that.
What is it?
It's the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Are you okay?
Are you dying?
This is my point. It's the
concerned that the end is near.
He's not dead yet.
I feel like there's more to do here. No,
I'm not done.
No, but was it Boston Comedians? The Lifetime Award of Boston Comedians.
Yes, it was the Boston Comedy Festival.
So that's big in my world.
I mean, there's like six of you, right?
Have you seen Facebook? There's about 160,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone's a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who doesn't know what to say. Yes. Everyone who doesn't know what to say, they'll go, you know, I'm a real estate agent.
A funny guy.
Serial killer. Comedian. It doesn't matter. You just throw it in. There's no rhyme or reason for it. There's no prerequisite. You don't have to pass
like
a course.
It.
You just go, I'm a comedian, too.
And we all know there are only four comedians out there right here on this desk right now.
Yeah, this is all you need.
Yeah. I don't claim. It just comes naturally.
It was a nice little bump. You know, you get
it's good.
Fetted. And
bump and
whatever.
Pay, too.
I don't think I made a nickel for it, to tell you the truth.
But you will. You will.
I got a nice plaque.
I know, but that's good. Yeah.
Which would have come in really handy in the 80s. Right. Nice flat surface.
No ridges.
No ridges. Nothing to fall through the cracks. It would have been perfect.
It's better than your SAG or your award that you got.
My Screen Actors Guild Award, which came in an envelope that looked like it was run over by every truck it encountered.
Lovely.
Is that on the wall, too?
That's right over. The Lifetime Achievement Award is over the trash can.
Oh, wow.
And the SAG Award is over the recycling.
Okay.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. It's quite the gallery wall in your kitchen you have going.
Yeah. Yep.
Who put it there? You or your wife? Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think that's where they're rightly suited.
Yeah. No, I was very proud to read that.
Yeah. You know, we're judged every time we step on stage.
Of course,
so that's my, you know, anytime I get out with my skin. That's an achievement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, a lifetime achievement. I've been at some of your awards, not yours, but some of the comedians where they say, oh, I didn't know I was dying.
Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, I think what the hope is that we'll give you this award and you'll go away so the rest of us can
work. No, that's absolutely not true.
I think so. But I'm gainfully employed.
Congratulations.
That is
just
very
lovely.
Cool.
I am gainfully employed this week, and that's all I care about.
One day at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. So. And you survived the eclipse.
I did. I had my glasses.
Yeah,
I thought
right.
it was cool. Yeah. And I know people are poo-pooing it, but I thought it was freaking cool.
Yeah, it
to
is.
To watch the transformation of the moon hitting it. And yeah. it looked like a Pac-Man. Did
yeah,
you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the Pac-Man things. Yeah. Waka waka.
I found it interesting that it didn't go in a straight line. That
Me
you,
too.
You could see the, you know, it's in an ellipse. You could see, you know, the corona was at the top yep. and then the side and then the bottom and then it left.
I
so
thought it was
like
going to come like straight along
right.
and then when I first looked
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, it really had a mind of its own. It's,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's just doing yeah, what
it was
yeah.
just a little tiny blip right. at the bottom and I'm like, oh, that's the moon. I thought it was going to hit like
yeah, yeah.
right here.
And just black it out and then move along.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
yeah,
what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Doesn't work.
My husband put on like 17 pairs of sunglasses because we didn't have the actual right ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, he can't see today. Maybe tomorrow he'll be in a better shape. But, you know, we're hoping that we'll make a trip to
Did he get to see it?
I mean, for the amount of moments that his eyes were still working. Yeah.
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 That it all just went
sounds
black.
Like yeah, did, you know, suddenly it's not
like,
working.
Sounds like he did better than my neighbor. My neighbor, we had the glasses and we yelled out to him because we heard he was getting a Cheerios box.
Oh, because I read that.
Oh,
online.
Yes.
Yeah.
And paper
a,
plate in a trash
paper
can
plate
behind
and a pinhole. And I said,
and
look at it backwards.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, so I don't actually look
that's,
at it
that's
straight
exactly
on.
What he's saying.
And then, then you look over and he's on fire.
Yeah.
you know, I always put myself in the bare feet of our ancestors who didn't know anything.
Oh, yeah.
You can see why they got freaked out.
Imagine
yeah.
how horrified yeah. they
it
were.
Imagine dark yeah. in the middle of the day like that
yeah,
for
yeah.
however,
all of a sudden,
45 minutes.
All of a sudden, like, the sun's gone.
Right. Like, if you didn't know what was coming, you didn't have the news, you didn't
like,
have
the
reports.
Hell?
And then the sun's out and you worship the sun. That,
and
yeah.
this dial is broken.
Right. who did we piss off? What happened here? Yeah, you
who
can understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the sun gods thing,
yeah,
sacrifices.
Yeah,
you're
right. It's happening like every 20, 30 years.
No, you're right. They must have thrown extra bodies in that.
Oh, gosh. Whoopsie.
I actually think that
we got the count wrong. This
that
year.
You're not supposed to look at the moon.
Yeah.
There's a,
what's
some,
that?
There's a religion that you're not supposed to look at the moon.
I don't know.
So they
know
said, oh, don't ask us if we saw the eclipse because we're not supposed
we'll
to look
at the moon.
Moon.
Right.
I really haven't heard that one. Yeah,
right. I'll fact check
No, I believe
it.
You.
Oh,
I
have, yeah. Mike Flynn, can you fact check that for
yeah.
me?
I'll tell you this. Sacrificing virgins is harder to do.
Can't find them.
Can't find
yeah,
them. Hard to find.
Yeah.
Hard to find these days. And I think that's just
yeah, yeah.
a credit to society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We've come a long way.
Yeah.
So we're running out of rituals and
yeah,
people we can
right.
we
yeah,
can
sure.
give to our gods.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Didn't someone, what was that joke about the if you die, when you
oh,
die,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
you get, what is it?
Well, 77 virgins and...
Oh, yeah, there's some religion you get like 76 virgins
yeah,
or
yeah.
something like that.
And it's like, sign me up.
right. You know, you know, my take on that is, all right, after the first weekend, what am I up to?
wow. You're,
that's it.
That's why you're Comedian of the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
So you guys were, and again, everyone says, either some say I wasn't really into the clips, some loved it. I'm actually one of the, actually right in the middle. I mean, some people are saying it was a life-changing experience. And
no.
Well, they need to find some hobbies. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I mean,
you hear them
really
raving
cool.
on the radio? Oh, my God, my life has changed.
But my life didn't change because
I know.
The temperature dropped like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the pick of the week, so I didn't appreciate that.
yeah.
I mean, it was
yeah.
so beautiful out.
yeah.
70-something degrees.
Yeah.
Drops
it,
down
it
to like
did,
a firm 60.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, excuse
Again.
Me, Mr. Sun. We haven't seen you in a while.
Right.
but like this, but the moon, oh. I suppose he was going like 100 and, I mean, like 150,000
miles
an
yeah.
hour or something yeah. stupid like that you can't even put your arms around.
Right, right.
And so I thought that was kind of cool because it didn't look like it was going that fast to me.
Well, I actually thought it was going to get darker.
You know,
yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
You think
you
about
didn't
it.
Have full.
Full totality.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totality. I heard about all that about
you know, in our terms, you know, the space station, which is up there constantly, travels at 17,000 miles an hour.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's, you know, on Earth, I can't conceive, you know, and they're out, they're making eggs and bacon, they're walking around in space, and they're going 17 miles an hour,
yeah.
17,000 miles an hour.
No.
I don't know how it works.
Doesn't
and then
sense.
The temperature of the sun and the moon, like
yeah.
there's probably so much combustion up there.
Sure.
But they really weren't all that close together, believe it or not.
Well, think about this. No, the moon's 293,000 miles from us. the sun is 93 million miles away from us. So
they're nowhere near each other.
They're not even close to each other. Right. You know, so whatever has to happen.
100 million miles away from us.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool that we saw that.
It's fascinating to think about it. Yeah.
So on Google, your husband was probably one of them. One of the most Googled things today was my eyes are burning.
Yeah. What do I do?
Why did I do that? I guess everyone was looking at the eclipse with no glasses, even though I think we're told not to do that.
We were totally told not to do that.
We're not supposed to look at the sun anyway.
I know.
I don't know why we're suddenly talking about it again on this special day. Right. I'm like, we're just not supposed to do that.
It's not a thing to be done.
Right.
All right, Kim, you're a staging expert. I wonder if you should stage Tony's house. So if you saw his SAG awards all over the house there.
Yeah.
I'd say get rid of them. Okay. Too personal.
Thank you.
We don't want anyone to know who lives here.
Yeah. And the thinking is you want to envision
poor
yours.
Tony.
He's selling his house.
They're beautiful awards.
Don't say poor Tony when he makes an extra 50 grand because it's staged, right?
He can cry
all the way to the bank.
That's right. And all I had to do was take down his awards.
That's right. It would take him a while, of course. But
yeah.
So depersonalization, you mentioned
big, big part of it. Big part of it. We want to really.
Religious things,
you know, anything that's, you know, too cultural specific, you know, anything that's violent, sexual, you know, anything that's a little too themed. We're basically having to empty your house. I know. I've listed all of your living room, basically.
We'll be walking into an empty house.
Whips and chains.
Family pictures. You know, it's okay to, you know, hide one here or there.
The gallery wall, the swing in my bedroom.
The sex swing's got to go.
Not all of them. You can keep one.
I wouldn't walk in that door.
Put it in the closet for now. You probably would require a follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Oh, no, there'd be a lot of appointments.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear a broker say that? I've had one or two say, oh, I was checking out the basement and there's a whole different room that you can only imagine what was in there.
Luckily, it doesn't happen as frequently. Actually, I take that back.
Okay.
I'm a liar. I've seen a fair amount of grow rooms in the state of Massachusetts, multifunctional areas and basements. And I also recently was at a property that had, it was up in, I don't know, Reading area, I think. All nips inside this closet. Like, this man collected nips. He had hundreds and hundreds of nips.
Do you think he collected them or was he hiding them?
Really?
That's a great question.
Empty or full?
They were full.
Wow.
That is weird.
Yeah, so he collected nips and there was just shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves.
Then your problem isn't so bad.
Yeah, I know, really.
And they were actually having a hard time getting rid of them.
I can imagine.
There's, I guess, not a huge market for expired alcohol.
What's the percentage of people that you go in and you give them all the information, all the things that you need them to do or start working on? What is the turnaround time and how many people do exactly what you tell them?
So for me to do my job right, I need everyone to do what we tell them to. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't always happen. I would say.
But once they call you in, they're almost ready for it, right?
But they don't
want to hear that their orange shag carpet is not in style anymore, right?
It can depend because some people's to-do list could be crazy things like you should pull out that rug, you should redo your hardwood floors, they're a mess, or maybe you need to paint. Those obviously take a little bit more time.
Yeah, and money.
You're not going to do any of those things.
Do you suggest that stuff
if it's crazy, it takes money to make money, honey, and that's what I say every time.
If you
put money into your house before you put it on the market, you'll get that money back. Can you sell your house by putting no money into it? Sure, but are you leaving some real money on the table here that you're
not? And it's not dollar for dollar. So if you're going to spend $10,000,
you're not going to get 10. You're probably going to get 50. You might get 60. You might get 70.
So that's the allure to this.
It really is. And I think people can have a hard time wrapping their head around why am I spending money on my house when I'm moving out of it.
But a lot of people probably be like, why am I selling it now?
Yeah, right. Well, we get that too once they walk in and we've transformed the space. They're like, I could see myself living here another 4 or 5 years.
Here's the math question you tell them. All right. You give me $1,000, I'll give you $10,000 back. Would that work for you? Because that's almost what
it's what it comes down to. When you think about people investing in the stock market or trying to get any turnaround on their money, it's like the easiest guarantee that you can get. Even if it's as simple as maybe that house would have sat for 3 months and you would be carrying that mortgage, or maybe it sold immediately because it was staged and you weren't carrying that mortgage. These are all numbers and money coming out of people's pockets every day that the house doesn't
sell. I've seen it firsthand. I saw a house. I won't mention the town or anything, but...
gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, before in a one bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And knocked it out of the park just because of the staging and...
One bedroom.
And I was actually there when the seller was contemplating. It was funny when the broker was talking to the seller, and a lot of sellers, and you probably run into this, where, I don't know, my stuff's pretty good. You know,
I've had can you use this cell phone?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it can be used. You've been using it, obviously. But does anybody want to see it?
So no. I actually saw the thought process.
Going through that, yeah.
Well, you know, I really like my house, and, you know, I think it should sell fine, and the broker was good about it. Said, you know, kind of, let's talk about this a little bit. And then she finally came around. Everything was taken out, and it just looks spectacular. Mm-hmm. It looks like a literally a
and
whole
then you
new
brought
house.
All
new stuff in.
And you bring stuff in that you have.
That we have, in our
tell,
warehouse.
Tell them
yeah.
about your warehouse.
Our
I'm
warehouse
so
is amazing. I've been meaning to get you in there. It's 10,000 square feet.
I thought you told
us
that the last time we saw you.
Yep. Yeah. I think I just moved in when we came last time. I think I'm going to
take you up on that, because I'd love to see
come
how that
take
works.
A peek. No, it's really cool. We've got just racks and racks and racks of furniture. Everything's separated by what type of furniture it is, and we've got a space out back that we do all of our planning. We'll measure out a living room or whatever the space is. We'll measure it out, and then we'll start pulling the furniture, and we'll literally set
pillows,
it up.
Yeah,
everything. We'll set
lamps.
The whole thing up in our warehouse, so we know all the nooks and crannies. That way, when we are working on a project, we're not I forgot a wall here or I forgot this here. Like, we literally set it up how we see it in the house. So
that's a lot of work.
Going there the one time, setting it up. Because every staging company is different. I know some companies that almost schedule in the circle back for every project. Like, they're dropping stuff off and they're just guaranteeing that they just know they're probably going to have something that they have to. I don't want to do that. I don't need to come back again if I can get it right the first time. Like, we're nobody's perfect, but
so that's good. You actually have a little area where you test everything out.
Where we can just see that everything works, you know, that the scale is right on the furniture. You know, sometimes if you don't lay it out, you're like, well, that coffee table is too small. It doesn't even reach the chairs over here. If the rug's too small, it'll affect how the room looks. If the art's not right, you know, all of these things. We want to make it look better, not worse.
And you go right down to the art.
Everything comes off the wall and you put up everything specific.
Down to the plates, the fake plates around the dinner table.
You're right. You're like this. I used to know a guy who actually, believe it or not, did a car wash.
Yeah.
And he says, we look like we're all over the place, but
everybody knows
everything
what
knows what they're doing. Everything's systematic.
Organized chaos.
You know, the wheels are done now. Boom, 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 boom. It's seven steps, and it just makes life so much easier.
And I have an amazing team that everybody just knows what they're doing. There's, you know, everybody.
And they all
has
have
a
good eye for.
Yeah,
for
everybody
interior.
Can plan. Everybody and everybody kind of can do everything, so that we can kind of split up and divide and conquer, and not feel like, you know, anybody's stuck with a lesser individual. It really is helpful to keep things moving.
I love the psychology of it too, because the last one I went in, I won't mention towns because it hasn't sold yet, but it just, you come in, it was very cool. All the furniture was low, so you didn't lose any sight line out of the, I thought
out
it was,
the windows.
I thought it was
right.
brilliant. Mm-hmm. Everything was.
It just made sense.
It made sense.
He just called you brilliant. I've called brilliant. You have never
you're
called me.
Brilliant.
No, you're brilliant.
You said I'm smart.
You are.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're getting a lot out today here. Now that you have an accomplice with you, two girls are going to gang up. He told me.
So my accomplice is brilliant, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I've been told I'm a genius.
You are a genius.
Right.
You are in different ways.
And why?
Because you have me on
the show.
That's
right.
And me.
It's about the company you keep.
It's the company I keep, and I have a very talented group around me. But
Kim, do you find that less is more in staging?
Sometimes not.
No.
It depends on the property. It does. Sometimes new construction, I think, can do a less is more look. Let's not distract people too much with the furniture, but we still want to tell a story.
Right.
A house that is what I refer to as more of a lipstick job, you know, a dated home.
Don't say it.
That has a lot of, you know, sometimes people don't do the extra things to fix it up. They don't do the floors. They don't paint. They don't do anything. So the walls are crazy looking. The floors are all damaged. So we're putting down area rugs. We're putting plants in corners, and you know, maybe the floors are wonky and we, you know what I mean?
You're picking up the yellow caution tape.
Yeah. You know, we put a little more into some of those spaces to kind of distract from, that the house might be dated, and just to show people that if you put the right furniture in, you can still live here. You know, it's not a good question.
So like, how do you go in? It's a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's only so how much? You don't want to do it too much. You can't hide stuff. You know. That's
not what Kim just said.
Well, you hide to an extent. You distract.
So you're taking the eye when someone comes in. You're trying to have that person eye on positive.
Yes.
On the lemons.
I love the lemons.
I love the lemons.
As soon as the lemons are in a bowl in the kitchen, I said, "It's on stage." Yeah.
Your eyes go right to
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the whole house is white, except for that one ball. Bowl.
Yeah, you just want to keep people moving through the house and not getting hung up on some of the cosmetic things that are fixable. You know, you don't want someone to not buy a house because there was a bunch of nail marks on the wall.
Right.
All we had to do was cover that with a piece of art. You know, painting isn't hard for people. You can hire it out or you can do it yourself if you're able-bodied. So you can really show a place in its best light by not pointing out all of the negatives
so
quickly.
What do you do with the avocado kitchen or the pink kitchen?
Oh, we dress that right up. The Pepto-Bismol bathroom.
Yeah.
throw some white shower curtain in there, white towels, everything's white.
And it looks great. Right?
It does. Yeah. A couple of fake plants. And it actually, you know, and what's funny about those situations is those are usually the bathrooms that are in the best condition.
Yes.
The tile, not a single crack on them.
No one dare ever goes in there.
Yeah, somebody's been in there with a toothbrush every Tuesday, you know? The reality is this bathroom still works just fine. Is it 40 to 50 years old? Sure. But if someone can move in here and just dress it up nice and not have to renovate or wait to renovate it when they have more money, you know?
Because that's not an easy fix if you didn't like
Redoing a bathroom. Right? You know, maybe that's the only bathroom. Maybe it's 1.5 bath house, you know?
Someone's telling me with the bathroom, they had a good tip. You know, in the olden days, there would always be the storage cabinet below the sink. Mm-hmm. They said, get rid of that and get a nice little pedestal
one. Sinks. Those
and
are
it looks,
in.
It opens up so much.
In smaller bathrooms, it does. Yeah. It definitely does.
You know, I have found this.
Do we want to?
It's tangentially
related.
Apropos to what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I have company, stays over my house, somebody needs a plunger. I have a plunger. I never use it.
Yeah, yeah.
I get company, and inevitably someone comes out.
What are you feeding these people?
I think they're saving it up. Oh. No, that's what I'm saying. I think they come to my house.
Oh, like, we're going to Tony's house tonight.
Idea. Yeah, better wait. Yeah,
because somebody will inevitably come out and go, I don't know what happened. But do you have I go, no, I know what happened. I have a plunger. I think we should just stop making people travel with their own plunger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, like wear it like a sword.
Yeah.
You know,
so then they don't have to come out and say,
ooh, the toilet. I don't know what
It was clogged before I got there. Yeah, I swear to God.
Yeah. I shouldn't jinx myself. I've never gone to a house where I've had to come out and say, do you have a plunger?
You're a good man.
You should knock on some wood.
Yeah. No, I should not have said that.
You can't control that sometimes.
Yeah. I know. Hey, by the way, do you have a plunger?
Oh, I get it every time someone stays over my house, from my kids to relatives.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So, all the time.
All right, stop inviting them over.
I would.
Tell them to go somewhere else.
Time to shrink your guest list.
Yeah.
All right, a couple other great things that you do. One of the brokers is telling me a lot of stages don't do plants. Like you had a nice corner plant that seemed to.
Are they real or fake?
Well, I could not be bothered with real ones.
But that doesn't seem be a problem.
No, I mean, I think that they can add a lot of life into some really sterile situations.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's helpful when you're drawing the eye through a space if all the walls are white to just kind of have a nice pop of green, a little bit of life into the home. You know?
Did you learn this skill or have you had this skill your whole life?
I had lunch with Kim the other day and I asked her this. All these questions we've asked her this.
Yeah. I technically just sort of figured it out. I took a course to kind of figure out the administrative side of it, but you either get it or you don't.
Innately you do it.
Yeah, and like anything, practice makes perfect. Sure. I look at stuff I did 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm like,
Things change. Styles change.
Sure. You know, there's a lot more stagers out there than there used to be, so everyone individually has had to step up.
What styles have changed most over the last 4 years?
Well, I would say there was a lot of mid-century modern was really popular when I first started my business almost 10 years ago, and I don't see that as much. It's more modern, modern specific, not mid-century.
Right. Yeah.
I still have a lot of that inventory because there's still a lot of houses out there that exist, you know, that were built, you know, that sometimes still come on the market and all that jazz.
Right.
But when the current building new construction that people are doing now are definitely they're
contemporary.
More contemporary versus the mid-century vibe.
It depends on what century you're talking about.
No, it's a good
mid what century? Mid 1700s.
I don't think we know.
I don't know.
No, you're right. That's a good.
What do you mean?
Point.
I got to take my throne out? That's ridiculous. No, you can't put a rug there. The police aren't done with that chalk outline.
but you're right. How you define? I mean. Like if you see a contemporary house, that could be like from the 1970s on.
It could be, right? Exactly. And you still want to bring in the right stuff,
right,
you know,
right,
for that
right.
Look. I mean, everything used to be so farmhouse 10 years ago, 55 years ago.
Yeah.
Your face, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
God bless Joanna. She got a lot of people moving forward in the design world that had no idea where to turn to.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people's houses out there that are looking a lot better than they would have without her. But it's a style that I'm over. I think all of us stages are over.
And you can take some of it, like the shiplap.
You can mix it in.
You can have
a nice spindle chair on like a modern dining table.
You can mix and match. But I've also seen the colors change over the years, right? Mm-hmm. They used to be like green and brown and beige, and now it's kind of like stark white.
White is very,
and
very
gray
popular.
And like a light gray.
What do you think of the...
gold used to be in
the bright blue in the kitchen for like one area, like the
some
the
people
island.
Love it. I mean, the accent in the kitchens is something the developers are always trying to next level up each other on,
right,
you know,
right.
Which is kind of fun for us to see what trends they're all doing,
right.
And then
right.
you see the same
right.
kitchen eight times in a row, and then you finally see something new.
Well, like if it's a recessed wall, right? Is that what you're talking about?
The island, the
accent color sometimes. There'll be an island in
like
different,
that.
Or the upper
right.
cabinets will be a different color.
Because I've seen that
cabinets.
A little lately. Like everything's white because you, you know.
I don't know if I like that.
And then in the middle, they'll just have a bright blue to kind of offset everything.
You could just put flowers on top and get
I mean,
blue.
I think you have to be careful with these. Some of these builds not getting too style specific because what would it cost if somebody doesn't like that island,
right,
that color, you know, and you've
got
these cabinets that are very specific.
Do you like flowers?
Yeah, I like flowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of different ways. Like they have like pussy willows.
Yeah,
little,
you like nice stemmy, tree branches.
So it's not
architectural
like a, it's not
type
all right,
stuff.
So I saw some of your flowers in this other house and I was giving you a lot of credit with the broker. So I said, I even like the flowers. Maybe I was giving it too much thought. But the flowers are like pointing in as opposed to out. So it didn't take up any of the space, you know, overlapping the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chairs were wonderful because there was no backing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can see through.
So it looks like the whole area is open.
Mm-hmm. But
if you had these big back chairs, I don't think that worked.
The only problem with staging is, though, it doesn't really look all that comfortable.
Buying things that look cute and pretty. I mean, these wood chairs like you're talking about that are all like that are leggy and you can see through. I mean, most people in their homes are going to have a fabric chair for their dining room that you can sit on with a nice back so you can have a dinner party.
Right.
You know, that's something I don't have to think about.
Those big, fluffy, lazy boys aren't going to work.
And
for
that's sectionals like that have the recliners. Like that sofa back is this high.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not bringing that
ruins,
into a property.
And it ruins the room.
Aesthetic, no,
you can't
totally.
See the outside at all with it.
It's blocking the windows.
Is
that super comfortable to watch a movie on?
Yeah.
Great, but that's not what we're doing here anymore.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So you like most of the houses obviously pretty much vacant.
I would prefer it. Yeah.
Do you stage a house and then have people still live in it?
Sometimes,
Ooh.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But you know,
well, they gotta live.
Not everybody can afford to sell to move into their next place.
Right.
Before they empty.
Yeah,
you know, most people
somewhere.
Have
right.
to. A lot of people have to sell their house to get their new house. So.
Right.
Not
right.
a lot. Not everybody has the luxury of either moving out or moving all their stuff out.
Do you stage every room? Every room.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Depends on how big the house is. Smaller house, why not? Right. If it's a three bedroom house,
the bed you bring in. You're not bringing a big king size bed.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a big room.
We've changed how we've operated over the last few years just to again like keep up with the competition
and what
other people are out there in the business doing. You know, we used to always use air mattresses, now we use foldable box springs. Huge cost differential in that. You're talking about a $35 item to those box springs are $250 a piece.
Right.
So, you know, when you first start your business, you can't buy stuff like that. But now that, you know, but nobody wants to drive back to a property because the bed's deflated.
Right. Sounds like you've had to do that before.
Yeah. Deflategate on my end. But yeah, so we do king beds if needed.
Oh, you know, do.
If the room calls for it.
Yeah, you don't want to put too small of a bed in a primary bedroom. I mean, the bedroom that the person's going to buy the house is going to sleep in, that's the one we want to look its best. It's you know? Right. So if it's, and most people I'd say are sleeping in.
Do you bring the beds a little further away from the walls a little bit or not?
No, we'll put it where we think it, where it should be in the room.
So you want them to envision how they can live
at that
house.
How they would live there, yep. Right. Yep. I mean, sometimes we'll put the bed in a different position if maybe you would be walking into the bed immediately. And I don't always love that. I might put it on a different wall than if you lived there. But for the most part, I try to
guy with the nips needs it right at the door.
Yeah, exactly. Easy access.
Kim, do you find that, you know, the percentage rates of mortgages and stuff equate with the more or less people want to stage? Is there a correlation?
It hasn't affected in a negative way in any shape or form. I think it's only ever really kind of putting the point home that it's important to get houses sold and to get your money's worth out of them.
I think it's a no-brainer to have you stage a house. And I'm not saying, I don't want to spend
people's
money.
You can say that, but then to say, well, if I had
$10,000. Yeah, it's real money to spend.
Yeah.
Maybe I would do something else, but when you're not comparing dollar to dollar, like you're not like spending $10,000 to get $10,000, you're spending $10,000 to maybe get $40,000.
Oh, right. Yeah. Is there a correlation between how much you spend and how much you recoup? Is there any real percentage?
I'm sure that there's those numbers exist out there. Right. Have I crunched them?
But you see the results.
I mean, I very, very rarely see a property that doesn't sell. Very rarely are we picking up furniture and the project just didn't. It can happen on occasion, but that usually means there's a number of factors.
Was it priced right?
Who is the real estate agent? How did we market
this
property?
Not only they sell, but they sell a lot quicker.
And that's what's important.
You don't want that thing hanging around.
I want my furniture back.
We gotta go.
Oh my goodness.
This is my favorite subject.
I could talk about this for days.
Can we get you back?
Yeah, I want to know what happens when you walk in. You go, hey, what happened to the lemons?
I've had some horror stories where I walk in. I'm like, what the heck happened here?
All right, Kim, you're going to have to come back. We've got a lot more stories to talk about.
Let Kim give out her name and phone number.
Kimberly Hackett, KLH Home Staging. You can email me at Kimberly, KIMBERLY, at KLHHomestaging.com.
Nice.
You can also check out our website, our Instagram, our Facebook. All that
and I can honestly say Kim is the best.
I would venture to say that as well. I've seen some amazing houses that
last
you've done,
month.
So congratulations.
You're absolutely the best, and I would definitely promote you whenever you can. So thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party.
Thanks for having
me,
guys.
This has been great. This half hour flew by.
Oh my gosh!
Thanks,
gotta go.
Kim. We'll get Kim back here. Thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party. Bye bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.